Greetings, it's your girl Culture Pearl, aka Carmelo Fisher, and welcome back to another episode of Culture Pearl Images LLC, where we address everything relating to women's mental, emotional, and spiritual wellness. Today's topic is Love is a Drug. Now, I know many of you are asking, like, Lord, what in the world is she talking about? Well, in the past decade, we've seen the definition of love change. I mean, we've even read the love languages, the 5 love languages by Gary Chapman. Now, many of you can identify that. I'm just going to pin that right there. That's for another time, the love languages. But today's topic is based on that L-O-V-E love has been replaced with L-U-V. Now, let me go further into that. Now, in my 20 years of being in addictions and working with chemical and process addictions, whether that was gambling, whether that was sex, pornography, and all this other stuff that goes along with process addictions, the main drug that I've seen was codependency. And that could be laced with what people's definition of love is. Now, when we refer to love in a biblical sense, we know that there are 3 types of love: the agape, the philios, and the eros. Agape is the one that, you know, you have a relationship with God and human beings. Then you have that philios, which is that brotherly love we have towards one another. Then lastly, we have that eros love, where you have this intense passion, this erotic love for the person that you're dealing with. Now, that one has superseded all the others. And what has happened is it has been perverted. You know, it's been perverted with how people look at God, how people look at other people within the last 10 years. Now, whether folks are doing cross addictions where they're swapping one from the other one, they have co-occurring addictions where they have multiple addictions, when you get to the root of it, it's the absence of love. Love for self, love for God, love for others. And I'm sharing with you because it is very detrimental. How we identify what love is totally different. That's why you have a lot of people saying, I don't love myself. Their definition of love has changed according to mankind, according to this perversion that's out there in the streets. And I'm telling you, it's been detrimental. It is taking people out. It is causing people to have mental health concerns. Because when you think that your idea of love and loving somebody else isn't the same, and that all they did was replicate it, or all they did was copied what you thought love was and gave it back to you, but they weren't sincere, it is cracking craniums. And I shouldn't say that, but it's causing what is called a cognitive dissonance with the person, because people are thinking, this person loved me. Now, in actuality, that person never really had that same definition of what your love was like. Now, again, I said to you before, people can talk about Gary Chapman's 5 love languages. But did you know that those love languages can change? It's all relative to where you are in your life. What you may need early on in life may change later in life. And that's not to discredit his work, because his work is very profound and a lot of people can identify with it. A lot of people can relate to it. So I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is you got to test these spirits. You got to test these people who are out there replicating and their definition of love. I know personally that a person can love you and they can love the way you make them feel. And see, a lot of people confuse that, thinking that they're going to get the same reciprocity. Ah, au contraire, you got to be careful out there. Everybody wants this sense of love and belonging and connectedness. And since the pandemic, it's really been heightened. especially as you look at social media, there's social isolation. Man, people are really falling in love. They even have a series about this where love is blind. So when I tell you that love is a drug, I'm not talking about what God has made that true definition of love, where love is patient and love is kind. No, I'm not talking about that 1 Corinthians 1:13 kind of love. I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is how people have perverted that love for that LUV love. So just be careful out there in these streets and how you think other people's definition of love equates to yours. And sometimes you may have to do some examining what you love about yourself. Go back to the five core components of what love is, like what love is with God, what love is with yourself, what love is with your partner, what love is with the community, and what love was with globally. Because as you see it going around, people's definition of love is supposed to be universal, but it's not. So I'm going to leave that right there for today. If this podcast has blessed you in any way, feel free to like and subscribe. Thank you and God bless.